Hello everybody and welcome back to the G3 podcast. Yeah, we've been gone for a few weeks and I'll explain why later on, but you have your regular hosts here today. No new guests, no special guests, just the three of us. I'm Nermion, you guys should know that. We also have Angry Pacifist, say hello.
Hello.
And we have Vinny LaShisho. Say hello.
I'm offended.
Vinny LaShisho. Vinny LaShisho. It's actually
every day.
It's actually Vinyl Shiso. Dude, I forgot you do that. Yeah, it's the G3 podcast. We're just gonna get straight into it because we've been recording this intro for like the last 10 minutes. We had five intros. It was ridiculous. It was stupid. But hey, guys, how you been? How you been the last like 2-3 weeks that we haven't filmed anything? Is that all you could say? Pretty good.
Hey, I managed to get myself a PC. Okay.
Oh, how did that happen? When did that happen?
2 weeks ago, I think. No, one week ago.
Why did you get a PC then?
For university.
Oh.
Ooh.
We're gonna bleep this out. Which university are you going to? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I got a course in game design.
Nice.
I know, right? I'm gonna die.
Me, Milo, and Jonah all going to the same one. It's madness. I'm all going to be in the same class. Oh god. But that means I get to use Milo's apartment still. So
honestly, if that university wasn't in London, I'd be there with you.
Madness.
Seriously.
I'm more of a London boy.
Yeah, Chris ain't a London boy. Chris wants to go out to the country. I'll go to the country. let's get this fully on the way. If anyone's listening, what the fuck am I saying? We have listeners.
Damn,
I
know we're fact. Editor, are you listening?
You have listeners. I can see the statistics. We have listeners. Listeners who are listening, right? Chris may sound different because he's using a different microphone. We'll be messing with that.
The upcoming weeks.
We've been having discussions on how long this podcast goes, and we have ended up having a discussion, mainly me and Chris. It's the idea that the podcast is going to be seasonal, and I don't mean by like, oh, Christmas, Halloween. I don't mean like that. It could be interesting, but it also could be really bad.
There'll be a lot of games and films coming out around then. To be fair,
we can have seasonal episodes, yes. But I don't think like a whole season based on just Halloween. Like, what the fuck?
Oh no!
But seasonal episodes would make sense.
All your Halloween games.
So what we decided upon is that this season, which is season one, will be 10 episodes long. So obviously we're recording episode 8 now, I think, and 8 will be going on Chris's channel. So 8 will be going on Chris's channel, 9 will be going on Alex's, and then 10 will go on mine. And then we'll end the season, and when we come back for a new season, those will always be on the G3 channel. So it'll no longer be distributed along our channels, because we have kind of, like, the original idea was cool, but the way that it's been implemented is it's a lot more of a hassle come close to the deadline. To upload to like Chris's channel or Alex's channel and so on and so forth. The decision will be that putting it just on the G3 channel will mean that I could just upload it there with my speedy internet, and because I'm the one who edits the podcast as well, so I can just put it on there. I could schedule it and we leave it and we're done, right? Instead of me having to go and send it to Alex or Chris, have them upload it, send them the thumbnail, the description, all of that stuff. I'll just be all in the G3 channel. And the G3 channel is going to have content. We will be thinking about doing... Like, the original idea for G3 was to be gaming and sketches. But we can't do sketches because of lockdown and because people are moving to different places, right? So That's one. And we will be doing the gaming, but we can't be doing them. Like, the original idea was we're going to do the first gaming video was going to be on Alex's birthday. It was going to be the tournament thing we do on Alex's birthday.
My poor soul.
Wow.
I used to remember it. The tournament. Man, the glory.
We could have had
the
it.
The rage.
So, a little story for anyone who isn't part of the little clique.
I feel sorry for Bab the most, though. For not getting that video because he wanted to fight so badly.
So we had Alex's birthday last year. Alex invited us to his house. Everyone from our college, right? He invited everyone to his house. Well, not Chris. I invited everyone to his house.
I did.
Okay. Did you invite Chris?
Yeah, well,
Chris I wasn't there.
Yeah, Chris wasn't there. But what happened is we played video games and we got drunk, okay? So that's the simple idea. And it was, we started a competition and it was us playing, what game was it?
Jump Force.
Jump Force, that was it. It's a game full of anime characters. We were playing the game because Alex knows how to play the game very well because obviously he owns the fucking game, right?
And here's the thing, everyone wanted to fight me, but it was terrifying.
I was the only one who beat Alex. I was the only one, and then in doing
he definitely beat me. Yeah,
I did, and in doing so, we then when we moved to another game, we then started a tournament where we went through brackets, and everyone started to play each other, and I won that one. I won it. I won the tournament. Don't lie, I won the tournament. So we were like, next year we should do this again and have it be a bit more planned, so we actually have like time for people who want to practice can play the game, practice it. And we would have like a legit tournament. And then as we were starting to do G3 and we're changing from the gaming gods to G3, right? We were like, oh, what if we have our first gaming video be the tournament, right? We could get a camera from the college to put in like a little webcam, right? We could record the screen, right? Simple as simple is. We can do all of this stuff and we could get a video done. That was the plan. Then COVID hit. And everything got fucked up.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
So hard that Bam blanked out.
Yeah, it's madness. It's madness.
Chris was there. He saw everything.
So
we have got other videos that we're thinking about trying to do at some point.
Yes, we have. Yes. So we have some few ideas of gaming videos. Main idea I'm going for that I will say on the podcast because we're just bouncing ideas here. The main idea that I've kind of latched upon is the idea of we doing like a horror game. And typically, because of how it has to be, I'm because I have all the software and the best computer, right? It would be most of the gaming happening on my side and then everyone commentating with audio and they'll be able to see the gameplay, right? That makes sense. And they will kind of like be like, hey, Bam, why don't you go around this corner? And we all kind of like basically, we all kind of like play the game together, right? That's kind of one idea. The other idea would be trying to look at, I haven't explained this one to these guys, but trying to look at streaming services or like a way for them to record a game. And we do like trials or like competitions on like a game. So let's say Alex would be on his computer because he has a computer now. He would like, oh, yes, quickly record
it's
him.
Not that great, that game, sure.
It's fine. It's fine. It's like Alex would be like, oh, I'm gonna record me do. Let's get an example of a game like Happy Wheels. I don't fucking know, right? It's oh like how God, fast how fast can you complete this mission or this level? Alex has that. Yeah, and we kind of compare it with each other. And we have, like, a competition. These are the kind of ideas we're throwing around. But, yeah, we will be... The idea is that we plan to, once the G3 podcast ends, the season, move more into... Because we record the G3 podcast every week on a Wednesday. It originally was on a Monday, but then that got really, really tiring to do. Because Monday was the first day of the week, and getting up on a Monday was tiring to me. And then I had a Cyberpunk session I had to do with my friends on the Tuesday. So it was me going on Monday podcast, Tuesday Cyberpunk, Wednesday editing, Thursday doing the thumbnails, and Friday uploading. I only had the weekend to myself. So we didn't change it to it being on a Wednesday. So but we also recording this on a Thursday because we couldn't do yesterday. But we would have it on a Wednesday, me edit on a Thursday, and do all the thumbnails on a Thursday, and then upload it on a Friday, right? That's how it is now.
Yeah.
I have so many games. Holy crap.
What we plan to do is we plan to stop that, as in we'll no longer do the podcast for that moment because the season's ended, obviously, and move those dates into being some recording days. Maybe we're going to have guests for some recordings. I don't know, maybe have GTA with Chris, because Chris has GTA on his computer, so he can play there.
Well, with Chris.
So like, because the content won't, not every video is going to have all three of us. It will, like, if you two decide that you want to make a video together, you can, and upload it to the channel, but you've got to email me first.
I feel like it should be all of us, because it's more fun with this three of us.
We can do three of us, but if there's content that doesn't require three of us, I forgot to close my window.
Idiot.
That was a motorbike, I hear.
Yeah. But if there's...
Yeah, you hope it's a motorbike.
Yeah, just a gun. Or like someone. But like, yeah, if we have content that is what? Just too. You really got chainsaw. What? Fucking hell, Chris.
We've got Ben here playing W2K. Gary's mod, Elite Dirty Dangerous.
Are you my friend on Steam?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I think we're friends on Steam, man.
Are you my friend on Steam? I don't think we're friends on Steam.
We are friends on Steam.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Chris, what's your Steam? actually, you don't just say your Steam out on...
I haven't been on there.
Just don't say your Steam out fully on the podcast. Let's not do that.
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have Steam.
So I've got a story for you guys, right? And it's to do with our friend, Sir Topham Twat. Right.
Which friend? We have so many friends.
So, Sir Topham Twat...
You know who we're talking about.
Yeah. So, Sir Topham Twat was... I was walking, again, shopping for the essentials, like I always do, right? And I saw Sir Topham Twat. So, this is the story, right? I 100% now know he's not homeless, and he's pretending to be, right? Because this is what happened. I took a picture of him. You guys saw that picture. I put it in the general chat. But,
Yeah.
Before I took my picture, what I saw is, because I was coming out the chip shop, I got my chips, I got my wings, and I'm like, yeah, let's go. I see the bus, the bus pulls up, right? He gets out of the bus. One, he is not wearing a fucking mask.
shit, here we go again.
So he's not wearing a mask, he comes out of the bus, and he's in his full suit, right? Same suit as always, right? So he comes out the bus, and I see him counting money, puts it into his pocket, right? And I'm like, okay, I see. So he's as soon as he puts it into his pocket, he looks around and then he sees me. He stops, and I don't know if this was just the most desperate attempt to look homeless. He pretends he didn't see me, and then starts looking at the floor, picks up a used cigarette, and starts lighting it and smoking it, right? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you that dedicated to attempting to be homeless that you will pick up a cigarette on the floor, which may have COVID all over it, right, and smoke it in front of me? Are you that nuts? And then he's, and this is what makes it bad, because even if it did have COVID, he doesn't wear a fucking mask on the bus. The fuck is wrong with him?
This man is an actor for greatness.
Madness. Oh, absolute wow. Madness. Oh, wow. So when I figured that out, that's when I took the photo of him. That's when I took the photo, man. If you look at the photo, you see he's smoking. He's smoking the new cigarette, and you can look in his eyes. You can see that he knows what he's doing, a dickhead. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. That's my story, Mr. Topham Twat.
Yeah, I just realized.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He sees you smoking. Like you see him, like, try to smoke it. How many times have he done this to you? Like, try to act?
I know, right? And why is he still thinking that I'm not gonna think that? Why is he still thinking that I don't know that he's pretending to be homeless?
Why does he still care?
I don't know. And maybe he thinks I'm gonna tell someone.
I mean, you told the internet, so.
I said this to Chris. Wouldn't it be funny if he listens to the podcast and just hears me shitting on him constantly?
Wow, that'd be funny.
Be hilarious.
Comes as a guest. You fucking what, mate? You
Jesus are... fucking Christ. Fucking wanker. It's like a... No, but he sounds more like a... he sounds more like
that. So the guy from Plants vs. Zombies.
Kind of,
Crazy Dave, then.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my story. What's happened to you guys in the last few weeks? Anything interesting? Chris has work. Because did you get a job during quarantine? Or is it still working in Greg's?
No. No, I'm still at the same place. I never got a new job.
Mad. Alex, we're the jobless boys. We're the jobless boys.
Yes, but one day.
One day I will get a job.
I don't know, but something. I'm going to the world of Portugal.
You're going to go to Portugal?
A place of mosquitoes.
Why are you going to Portugal?
What holiday, man?
This is what I don't get. We're on lockdown. How are people able to travel to different countries?
Afterwards.
That's dumb.
Hey, at least I'm going to Portugal and I get to experience the most hottest place I can ever be in with long hair.
Did you know that they said today's weather is so hot it'll be like we're in Jamaica or the Caribbean? That's how hot it is today. In the UK.
That's why we're transferring to Portugal.
Yeah, Alex, it's gonna be colder there. That's how I'm going to Portugal, bitch. It's like, oh my god.
I'm a cold bitch, how dare you?
Yeah, just you wait.
So I've been watching a few things recently. I've been watching a few films, and I've also been rewatching The US Office because I was showing a friend our Day in a Media Class video, and it just made me want to watch The Office again because the Day in a Media Class video is very much taken more of the US Office kind of feel than it is the UK Office, which wasn't the original plan. The original plan was, if I remember, I was meant to be more like Michael Scott, and you were meant to be more like David Brent, right? And it was meant to be kind of like,
yeah,
the struggle for power within the class, or the struggle for power to be in the class rep, right? That was kind of idea, and it'll be like you're always wanting to look good on camera, but you're kind of like a shitty person, and I'm always wanting the people to love me,
yeah,
but on camera I look like a fucking idiot, right? And that was kind of the idea. And then everyone else just like doesn't have any idea. The funny thing is about I know we're straying off the topic, but the funny thing is about the Day in the Media Class video, the only people who knew what was going on was Chris and I. Everyone else had no idea what was going on. So all the reactions to that to what me and Chris are doing are 100% genuine. Like it is. Obviously Alex is here.
But
if you think about it, I'm always like wandering off in the distance, so I never pay attention.
It was funny because it was Milo just like having the best facial reaction, and Alex is there going, "I'm playing Roblox. I don't care." He's like, "I'm gonna play Roblox."
Like, everything that I did in that video was just like I just did it on the spot. I didn't really think. Well, I mean, I thought about it for a second, but I didn't plan it out in advance.
I'm sorry. I watched the video, and every time I look at myself playing Roblox, I'm just thinking, what's going on behind me?
Yeah, just me and Chris just having a fight. And a black belt, jiu-jitsu. It's just like, what? But yeah.
Oh, yeah, that bit.
I've been watching the Office. I've been getting back into it. It's been really good. One thing that I noticed this week.
So you're watching it now.
Yeah. It says it on my tag, So what's really funny is that we have been talking a lot. The last episode was about obviously Hell's Kitchen and Gordon Ramsay, right? Yep. And I made a little social media thing about that. People loved it, by the way. They loved us going, "It's raw, it's fucking raw,
it's raw.
Where's the lamb sauce?" It's like people loved that, right? And what the one funny thing is, one day I was going to talk to my mother, right? Because I was like, hey, I just want to go talk to my mother, right? And what do I see my mother doing but watching Hell's Kitchen? What? And I think I know why. Because my mother has recently been given a Amazon Fire Stick by my sister, right? And my mother doesn't have an Amazon account. She uses mine. And I was watching Hell's Kitchen, right? So it's obvious that they recommended a season to her, and she just started watching. But I just find it so hilarious when I went in there, and I just see my mother watching Hell's Kitchen. And I'm like, what is going on in the world? What is going on in the universe? How is this happening? How does this make any sense? I don't get it. some madness. But a film that I have been watching that I recommend you guys to watch, because obviously everyone knows that I'm a big cyberpunk fan. I've been making cyberpunk videos on my channel, right? A thing that I've been watching to kind of get that cyberpunky feel is the Blade Runner film. So I watched the original Blade Runner, and then I watched the sequel, Blade Runner 2049. And I highly
one, isn't it?
Yeah, 2049 is the recent one. I highly recommend both of those films because they are absolutely great. They've got a great look, great art direction, and it's one of those films where they don't treat you dumb, right? You know how I always had to rule, like, always treat your audience like they're stupid because they won't understand something, right? It's obviously a film made for people who pay attention to the films. They're not here just to watch superheroes blow shit up, right? They're paying attention, and there's a lot of tiny details, a lot of little threads that go on, that it's just really good. And after watching the film, I had to rewatch it again, and I don't really do that with films, to really take in what I just saw, really take in these small details from the very beginning of the film to the very end. And it's just like a 9 out of 10 film, 2049 and the original Blade Runner. They're both fantastic. I recommend watching them both highly, 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 highly. Have you guys been watching any films lately?
Haven't really watched a film. I've been watching a show on Netflix. It really just the last 2 days, if I'm being honest. During lockdown, I started watching a show called Bad Education, which I'd known about for years but never got around to watching. And then for some reason I forgot to keep going with it, and so I saw it come up on Netflix again yesterday, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to keep watching it. It's a good show, and it is a really good show. You know the one I'm talking about, right?
So the one with ass above field, fucker, flacker, flacker, and he masturbates all the time. This is that one.
What? Say again?
Is it the one with ass above, the guy, you know, the kid who always plays a really creepy kid in every film in our childhood? Is it that guy?
Oh, no, no, it's the one with Jack Whitehall.
Oh! I've been so Bad Education for Sex Education on Netflix. That's what I missed.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, I'm... Bad Education's the one with Jack Whitehall and he's a teacher in a school, right?
Yeah.
No, no. You know they made a movie of it because it was so big at one point. They made a movie, like how they did with Inbetweeners. But then that movie failed, and then they never made another season. Ever again. But Bad Education is really fun. I like it a lot. It was one of those BBC Three shows that you were too young to watch, but you still watched because it was funny. So it's like... like, when I was younger, I didn't realise the amount of sexual jokes and sexual tension in that show. And when I watch it now, I'm like, it's ridiculous. It's everywhere.
Yeah, like the head teacher and also Alfie in character, they are not teachers. They would never be able to teach in the real world.
Yeah, they would be removed instantly because they are wrong. They are wrong.
Yeah. But something really funny that came up yesterday in one of the episodes that I was watching was that Miss Pickwell, who was the deputy head who played by Michelle Gomez, who later played Missy in Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's where I realised who Missy was, because I always knew who she was, but I was like, where the fuck have I seen her from? Now I remember. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah. So in one episode she leaves for school, and she says that she's going to live with a pen pal in Argentina who's a German man and he's 90 years old, and she's not allowed to say his name for legal reasons. It's so very clear that she's talking about Hitler. It's not even subtle. And then in a later episode, like a couple of episodes later, she said that he had died and she inherited all of this gold that he had hidden in Switzerland.
When we're in the gaming section. Okay.
Yay. So before... I just realised you're not live anymore, so I didn't hear any of that.
Oh, so just silence. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Madness. So we're in the gaming section, right?
Fortunately, it's not that long.
Yeah, it's a quick jingle. So we're going to start quickly with something that is very interesting to me. Sony has invested $250 million into Epic Games. And if you don't know Epic Games, Epic Games are the people who make Fortnite. And they are the people who are behind the Unreal Engine. And people are kind of suspecting that, Sony might be buying into Epic. Or maybe Sony's going to start making content like Sony Games, Epic exclusive. Who knows? I honestly think it's just Sony investing money into the Epic Games Epic Games company because of their Unreal Engine. Because the Unreal Engine did a showcase recently, a few months ago, about really cool technology where they can put. So when you make a model for a game, right? You make it like pixel perfect, but then typically you make different. graphically downgraded versions for games, right? So when you're far away, it doesn't load all those pixels, right? Because then that would be too intensive on the computer or the PC, right? Unreal Engine has allowed for you to have that pixel perfect version be in any distance without having any downgrade any impact, major impact to your graphics. And the reason for that is because of the engine only rendering what is on the screen. So they're only rendering what you see, not around you. So when you turn around, then it will render what it has. And the reason and in doing so, it allows for you to have a lot more detail on the screen at once, but it'll also remember what you've not seeing. So let's say you put a can behind you in a game, right? And you turn away from it.
Yeah.
That can will not be loaded, but it will know that the can's there for when you turn back around, right?
Yeah.
And it will allow for to have a lot of and also allow for inbuilt engine ray tracing, which would be more realistic lighting, so games will look as good as ever. And I just think just Sony just investing in that technology, which is a good thing for business. It's just good business sense.
Yeah. I do think that the Epic Games Store is pretty good from what I've seen of it. So maybe Sony are looking to sort of use that as their equivalent of the Microsoft Store. And I don't think I have one at the moment.
They have a PlayStation Store.
Oh no, yeah, of course they do. I'm being stupid. What am I doing? But I've never really looked at anything like the PlayStation Store or PlayStation Network though. For whatever reason.
So one thing that another thing that's happened in gaming so far is a reality show called Sims Sparked. They released a trailer recently. And by fucking God, it's the shittiest show idea I've ever seen in my life. So let me give you a rundown of what the show idea is. Is they get a lot of Sims creators, right? And these creators will go in and they will make houses. And they'll be like, it's like a reality competition where they do stuff. So like, you know, like, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Where they'll be like in a house, right? Yeah. But they'll be taken out every so often to do bush tucker trials, right? Instead of this, they do Sims trials. So they'll be having like a house building competition, a Sims building competition. And they were like, who can get their Sim to romance this character the quickest? And they'll be like, it's so shit. I get what they're trying to do. But it's just like, it's so much, it has such a feeling of like the older generation not getting why. Like YouTube media is so consumed, and it's like they really love this idea of like it happens all the time where they're like, YouTubers, like, let's give this YouTuber a series.
Why do YouTubers even accept these stupid things?
Money.
But like they can fund themselves. A lot of them can fund themselves at this point.
Yeah, and then make better shows. And it's wild because they get paid from these sites, right? But then the idea is that it's none of their creativity which their fans love. It just becomes a vacuumless sack of just boredom and shit. And I'm like, what is the point of that? And it's just the same thing here. It's just like the Sims community probably just, they're like, I play Sims, right? Played it quite a few times.
Yeah.
We've been playing Sims 3, right? And yeah. I would not watch this show.
No.
Not at all.
The thing is that I do watch a lot of the, you know, the big name Sims YouTubers who, you know, talk to the people at EA quite a lot. So I know the kind of people it will be, but I just don't think it's a good idea, and I'm not particularly interested.
And it also
like means that you have to choose the one that you want to win, your favorite one that you want to win. But I'm just like, they're all great people. I don't want to choose between them, like, in this kind of way. But then again, I guess that's the same with I'm a Celebrity.
Just a show being a show. So what could you do? Nothing really.
Yeah. The only kind of show. Well, it wasn't really a show. It was a YouTube live stream. But it was the only kind of show that I've ever seen from like a YouTuber that was actually really good was Jacksepticeye did like a charity live stream for Christmas a couple of years ago, and he did it across like a 3-hour live stream for like our time in the evening, and then it was another 3 hours live stream about 6 hours later in the middle of the night for us. So it was like for the Australians to watch if they missed the previous one. And it was so good. It was not really his kind of content, but it was very clear that he had like done it all himself. But it just felt a lot like one of those sort of Saturday evening children's shows made by teenagers. It just sort of felt in that sort of vein, but for adults. For some, like it's so difficult to explain, but it was the only one that I've actually ever thought that's really good. That should be a TV show, compared to all of the, you know, the TV shows that they've actually made with YouTubers, which are just awful. Have you heard of Lily Singh? I think it's called like Late Night with Lily Singh. She's got like a talk show. She's basically like doing the James Corden show or the Jimmy Kimmel show, the Jimmy Fallon show. But the only thing is that it's her. Like, it's not even the fact, it's not even like her personality from her YouTube videos. It's just, she's a different person to the others. And that's the USP. It's like, these shows are just so dumb.
If anyone doesn't know what USP means, it means unique selling point. It's just vacuumless. It sucks. It's like,
yeah.
I don't get how. I do get how these big named like companies don't understand why a YouTuber is so successful. Like, why is this YouTuber getting 4 million views in a week, and I can't even get 1 million views on cable TV? Because they're real people and they have these real videos. Yeah. Like, it's like,
if you want to make a YouTube video with them as the host. If you want to make a TV show with them as the host, and you want it to be like their videos with what makes those videos successful, what you need to do is go up to them and you say, this is the budget that I'm giving you. These are the resources that I'm giving you. Do what you want.
And I'll
put the right, you know, time slot for it.
Oh, you're making a YouTube show? Oh, okay. Let me sit down and ask you guys, this is the gaming session, but we always do this. I'll sit down and ask you guys, what is the thing that you guys want to do? And one of them goes, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I go and ask, what is your fave content? And they go and ask us, oh, this and that. This is why we're favorite, right? This is why we're most watched. And then I would just give them a budget, tell them the resources that they have, tell them, oh, I don't want you to swear or whatever. Go make your content. Yeah. Like, done.
Yeah.
But instead, like, these big named YouTubers have these big shows, and it's just vacuous because it's just the company going, we want your faces, but our content. And I'm like, that's not that. This is about all of these YouTube shows are always flops because everyone knows that it's going to be shit.
Mm. To be honest, I consider a lot of channels very similar to TV shows now, in the sense that like they will have like different series in their videos, like they will have like reading your comments, a Reddit video like every couple of weeks, and they'll have like similar styles in each video, and like I just consider that TV shows at this point.
Yeah, this is why TV's dying. This is why TV's dying.
Just accept it, Jonah. TV is dying.
it's taking their formula and making it more real, and that's why you will watch YouTube more than TV. It's just happening, and that's just a shame. But let's move on to the next bit, which is the most fleshed out bit of this podcast, which is the Xbox event. So Xbox did an event, and I did a live stream of it because that's what I do. And a lot of things happened in that event. A lot of games were shown, but a lot of things were not up to scratch. And our main thing I'm talking about is Halo Infinite. So Halo Infinite is Halo. Xbox's biggest game. It's going to be their flagship. It's Halo, right? And bad thing about it is it doesn't look that good. It just doesn't. The better things, like the things that look way better, are games which aren't being pushed as this big game for Xbox. Games like The Median, right? That we watched in the podcast in the first episode. We got that, and then just all of these other games are just so much better than what Halo looked like, and it's just madness.
Sorry, I heard Halo and I was about to gag.
Halo looks bad.
They're destroying Halo, and I don't like it.
It looks bad. It really does. And
no, it doesn't look bad. It is becoming bad.
All the other games look so much better. It's just that Xbox conference. I watched it. The only thing that I loved, and if you watch my reaction video, if you watch at the end, you see when I saw the Fable logo come up, I fucking screamed. Fable is back, bitches.
As in scream, as in when we watch Sonic the Movie, we all scream.
No. My microphone clipped. My audio clipped. Right? I was loud. I was loud.
Audio clip. Bam, click. Bam, flipped.
But yeah. That's just how it be. That's just how it be.
Well, you do flips?
No. You do flips. But that's just how it was, and I just honestly think it's just Xbox. Not Xbox. Really need to buck up their ideas.
Yep.
Chris just went. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
As we hear in the distance, Chris saying, yep.
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 So yeah, we're going to end this off with us doing what we did last time, which was us doing the general gaming news. So we're going to go to...
So, Kenny, each other.
No, we're going to go to our favorite gaming site, IGN, right? And we're going to look at the recent news in gaming.
You do need to reshare your screen.
Do it.
Hey.
Yes, bam. Let the evil flow through you.
So,
too dangerous to be left alone.
So. Just that video, the wait for it video.
When they cut your hand off, you're like,
Recent news, this happened 3 hours ago from recording. Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red says that there is no beta following a set of email scam attempts that have been going around. So, this has been tweeted recently by the Cyberpunk game account on Twitter. The Cyberpunk 2077 account made it clear that recent emails promising beta access were not legitimate. The developer also made clear that any official communication to fans or content creators would come from a cdprojectred.com email address, never from a third party. So they're basically telling anyone who is getting an email from someone which isn't at cdprojectred.com, it is not legitimate, don't take it seriously. There are people trying to scam people out here, knowing how much hype Cyberpunk is getting, to have them give them private information, details, just basically what scammers do. And yeah, do not fall for it, because some people are going to then blame CDPR for like, oh, you took my information, and now it's been, no, it's not them, it's some scammers. Just, if you're...
Man, you can still read.
I can read, yeah. If then
I thought you lost that ability.
if it's not from cdprojectred.com, then it's not. It's just not from them.
Not original.
So, a game that has come out recently that I just want to give a quick talk about is Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh my god.
I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima.
You are a samurai.
Samurai! Let's not give any spoilers, because I'm only in Act 2. I'm playing it. It's such a good game.
But in the ads, it keeps saying you're samurai every time.
It is saying that. But the game is really good. It's like a mixture of Assassin's Creed and Sekiro. And I think it's a good game.
I approve of it.
It's a really good game. It's a really good game. But let's go on. Marvel Avengers game. They've announced that one of the first DLC coming post-launch will be Hawkeye. Hawkeye will become Marvel Avengers. Hawkeye will come to Marvel Avengers as a free post-launch playable character, complete with a unique set of story missions. Alongside Hawkeye, there will appear three other heroes currently planned to be added. Revealed in the second Marvel Avengers War Team stream and War Table stream, the character will bring along a string of story missions, which will, unlike the game's solo campaign, be playable in solo or co-op formats. It should please fans who are upset that Hawkeye was seemingly left out of Avengers again.
I was disappointed in that. I love Hawkeye.
The funny thing is that I don't think Avengers game is going to be good. I'm just saying this once right now.
I was thinking they were trying to make their own storylines.
Go on.
The issue isn't that there is... Because many people are complaining that, oh, it doesn't look like the movie characters. That's not the issue. They don't look like anyone. Look at this image of Hawkeye right here. He looks like a fucking default character.
Wait, Hawkeye is Samuel L. Jackson, right?
No, Hawkeye is Clint Barton. The one who's played
who am I thinking of then?
That is Nick Fury. Hawkeye is the one with the bow and arrow.
Yeah, okay.
It's just... bullshit that this game is not gonna so it's just bullshit and this game is not gonna do well for me. It looks just like the issue isn't that they look like the movie characters, just they didn't look like good characters. You can base them off the comic book look, like Hawkeye in the comics is blonde, right? You could have that look, that'd be really fucking dope. Have a comic book character, like you could do that. No,
I seriously think that the Marvel Cinematic Universe would be brilliant as a Lego game, where you have like different levels, and in those levels you have different missions. So you can like split off into like different film franchises, and then have Avengers at like the end of the game, where they all come together.
Red Dead Online has released a new update, called The Naturalist. So the Naturalist will so the Red Dead update, the Naturalist will track and hunt and study. So the Red Dead Redemption have gone and done a different way of doing the DLC.
It's not that kind of Naturalist.
Wow, Chris. So the way they're doing the DLC is that they allow the people to be able to play as different types of like characters, right? So the latest one is the Naturalist. So the Naturalist will track, hunt, and study animals, including a brand new legendary animals. So the Naturalist were able to gain access to the following: new skills, as in like mercy kills, an advanced camera, animal-based free roam events, role-specific weapons, role-specific outfits, a role-specific horse, accessories, new tonics like weight loss and weight gain, and so on and so forth. Yeah, we might do another video.
I want to watch this with you two.
We might do another video, but I don't think Nick has a game on PlayStation 4 anymore. I think he sold it. I think he said that the moment he was on the podcast.
It's okay. He's Canadian. He can buy a new one.
Madness.
his kindness will get it.
And the last part, or the last bit of news that we are going to talk about is Ubisoft. So Ubisoft has been having a lot of issues internally. God. So Ubisoft have a lot of issues internally with a lot of sexual assault allegations. So a lot of their heads of staff have been fired due to this. And what is going on is that there's a report that one of the creative the creative officer cancelled an ex-Dragon Age game. Ubisoft's creative director cancelled ex-Dragon Age director's King Arthur game. So Ubisoft had the idea of making a game about King Arthur and Merlin and the Round Table and all of that stuff, right? And it got cancelled by the...
They should have just adapted the TV show Merlin.
Merlin should come back. I'm so sad I didn't have an end.
Merlin should come back. Yeah.
There's only one game they have made good for Ubisoft, which is Rainbow Six. That's the only game I find very nice.
But yeah, that's the news. And I know this is not gaming, because I'm just going to round this off because I forgot to say this in the film section. Netflix are releasing a prequel to the Witcher TV show, which is pissing me off. Because they've only done one season, and they're already doing a prequel set 1,200 years before Geralt of Rivia. And it's going to be a mini series with 6 episodes, and it's about the first Witcher who was ever made. One, I hate the fact that this is happening, because they haven't even fucking started the actual saga with Geralt of Rivia and like what the books are made of, books are based off. They haven't even fucking started that, and they're already thinking of fucking prequels. Finish the fucking original show first before you think of fucking prequels. Like, oh, you want to explain how the Witchers were made? God damn it!
Get a few series in, and look at it again.
Yeah, it's like, what if, like Game of Thrones would have, like, even Game of Thrones haven't done that. So even Game of Thrones haven't even done, like, a spin-off, and they've, like, done 8 fucking seasons, right? And they've only started to plan, like, 2 spin-offs. You're already starting the fucking spin-off and haven't even finished your second season. What the fuck's going on? Jesus Christ. My God. Fuck you now. But anyways, yeah, we're going to end this here. Because we also might be planning to do some recording either today or later today. I don't know. I'm going to discuss it with you guys. But anyways, remember, guys, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And guess what, guys? We are doing pretty well. We're getting a lot of views. Good amount of fan base. We're going good. Don't forget to, if you're watching the YouTube version, subscribe to the channel. Angry Pacifist channel. Don't forget to also subscribe to my channel, Naomi, and also the channel of Vinyl Shy Show or Vinyl Shy Show, as I'm gonna call him now.
I'll slap you.
But yeah, that is the G3 podcast. Yeah, and that's all I can say. So yeah, say bye, guys.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Free time.
See ya.
Bye.